Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Like us,
we're quite needy,
and comment on everything we post on Facebook.
Track us down at facebook.com/TNT Radio Empire.
Now get off Facebook
and listen to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Brand new cartoon on Facebook and Twitter today. Check them out. LD did a nice job. Lynn Coblitz from last week talking about her fake toenail falling off and hilarity ensues in bed. Check it out. Pretty funny.
Also available on the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire Videos YouTube channel.
Jack Osborne, Ozzy's kid. Him and Ozzy got a show together. He's got a call later on this morning and pimp that. Petey's got sports. Our buddy Nick Allen. I forgot about Nick's coming in today, right?
Yes, so Nick.
Tony and LD are with us.
Hey.
We're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire. Happy Thanksgiving.
Also up there on the social media, I just posted, and Craig is going to be so happy, they put out a new Dilly Dilly commercial.
They did.
Dilly Dilly.
Dilly Dilly.
Can you yell Dilly Dilly because a new Dilly Dilly commercial came out?
Oh, I think so. Absolutely. I did in here when I saw it. I haven't seen it on TV yet, but I found it online this morning.
Is it funny?
It's actually, this one takes place in the pit of misery.
Oh, it does?
Yes.
All right.
So it's on.
That's
it's
where
on,
Craig is right
is that,
now.
Is that Lambeau?
Yeah. Yeah. Craig's right there. He's in the pit of
dilly,
misery.
Dilly Dilly.
Dilly Dilly.
Anywhere they're shouting Dilly Dilly,
he's in the pit
is Craig's pit of misery.
That's true.
And you know what, Craig? This is one of those kind of commercials that'll build and build and build with that name. It's going to be a Super Bowl commercial. You know it will be. You know, and plus, it'll be Viking Steelers. How the hell are you going to watch that?
I might not.
Yeah.
I could miss that one.
Yeah.
Right. Knowing that there's a Dilly Dilly coming up
and
in the Steeler-Viking Super Bowl.
You could kill yourself that weekend.
Well, I prefer just to miss it.
I prefer that, too.
Thank you.
I'll be honest with you.
Right.
Although funny for a second, it was the show of Monday. You wouldn't be around.
There would be some comedy there. Some lingering comedy. Yeah.
Wow, man, they really hated that Dilly Dilly.
Talk about the commercial.
The Steeler Viking thing sent them over their edge.
Because if they're going to make a Dilly Dilly commercial for the Super Bowl, it's going to be the Dilly Dilliest. They're going to go.
Dilly Dilly.
Dilly Dilly.
Dilly Dilly.
Dilly Dilly. Dilly Dilly. Dilly Dilly. Dilly Dilly. Dilly Dilly. Dilly Dilly.
Dilly Dilly.
Dilly Dilly.
A chorus of dillies.
Yeah. I heard that it's going, every commercial during the Super Bowl is going to be a Dilly
Dilly. Dilly 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 Dilly
Dilly. And Bud Light usually buys the first one.
Dilly 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 Dilly
Dilly Dilly.
Yeah. Mixmaster Mike over here.
That's right.
Mixmaster Mike.
I love it.
I am sorry.
Whoa, one to Mike.
That's
like,
right.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Hey, I knew that whole song.
I keep waiting for Craig to just leave.
We got time. Go ahead.
I know. I knew it at the time.
Do the whole thing. Yeah. Freestyle it, man. Go.
Mixmaster Mike.
No.
It is Jamie Lee Curtis's birthday today.
Still sexy. She's still
man.
Sexy.
Especially when whips out her boobs and Trading Places, right? No, we'll whip it up. Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's regular, thanks to probiotics.
Yes, she is.
Oh, that's right.
And, like you, she's a hermaphrodite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, she is.
That's right.
She is.
That's what we hear.
She gets the newsletter, too.
I think the word that they used for her was...
She has an extra chromosome.
Intersex.
Right.
Plus and I don't know what that means.
She's not a hermaphrodite. She doesn't,
no,
have a
no.
Pee. She doesn't have junk.
No, she's not like our producer.
Yeah.
What is intersex?
I
got
don't know.
She's got one of the dude chromosomes in her. And the,
That's not confirmed.
No,
either.
It's not.
That's a rumor that's been floating around.
She's all woman to me.
Yes, she
exactly.
is.
Exactly. She's married to Christopher Guest, right?
Years now, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right, she is. Yeah.
So I wanted to play Who's Taller today.
But you said you put it on hold already.
I did. Yeah. Well, you know, I looked at it today. I thought, let's look into this and see if we can play Who's Taller.
All right.
Everybody's 5'10".
Oh, really?
Except for JFK and Jamie Lee Curtis.
In the moment.
Okay.
Everybody else is 5'10".
Well, who else is 5'10", then?
Mike Tyson, Mike Hutchins, Alice Cooper, Ozzy Osbourne, Rodney Dangerfield. We're going to mention all of them.
Got it.
Oh, gotcha.
They're all 5'10".
All 5'10".
Now, I couldn't find the height for Rod Price.
This is Who's Taller. At TNT, Who's Taller. After much discussion with the guys, it has been decided that Who's Taller will not be a special. The demands for the game are just so overwhelming that we have to cut down to only games that matter. Thank you for understanding. He put that press release
there
out for
us. There you go. Only games that matter.
So we won't be playing any games?
Yeah. Good point.
No.
We've eliminated a lot of the preseason stuff.
It's all serious.
Right. We're going straight to the playoffs.
All serious.
No more friendlies.
And, Tyler, I could not find a height for Rod Price.
Oh, Foghat.
The guitarist for the group Foghat, who was born on this date, however, dead now.
Yes, he is.
Now, you can be intersex, and be born with genitals that are not the typical definition of male or female.
Okay.
So you could just have something that looks like a uvula hanging down there.
Oh, whatever. I don't know. What's yours look like, puss? I don't know.
Well, he's a hermaphrodite.
Yeah.
So he's got the traditional looking penis and vagina.
Right. Traditional. I don't know how traditional they look.
Yes. Yeah.
They're pretty close to be traditional.
He's old fashioned.
Traditional is relative.
Yeah. Which one's on top with puss?
Yeah.
I didn't even notice. I forgot. Because
everybody's on top with puss.
It all depends. Okay, I didn't say everyone. I know what you mean.
Now, you'll break tradition every once in a while, especially during the holiday season, and he will bejazzle it up a little bit.
Yeah, he will.
Every once in a while.
All of it.
Just for the Christmas cards.
Yeah. Come on, get happy.
The Christmas cards.
You ever pejazzle?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah. You get the other one going?
Push it up.
Well, if you got the sequins and the hot glue gun out, you might as well just keep going.
But it's a little much if you do both at the same
time.
You had
to get hot
and
glue.
Ooh. You had me at sequins.
Yeah. Hot glue gun.
It took Tyler until the hot glue. I was done at sequins.
Yeah, I know you were.
Tyler can hold on a little bit longer.
Not much.
According to a new survey out of the UK, different types of alcohol can elicit different emotional responses in drinkers. Now,
you know, that's funny. Can we
this
talk
is
about-
only people who are drinking that are reporting this.
But we talked about, because you keep saying that alcohol is alcohol when it comes to people's reactions.
I'm only regurgitating what the doctor
said.
I know.
And I agree with you, but this makes sense than the other way. Because drunk is drunk, you're right. We always argued against that, but the facts say no.
Right.
But this might be a different then, because emotional reactions to alcohol is what makes you think you're drunk is different.
Sure. Yes.
Got it.
Yes. Exactly.
So this actually could be true then, right?
Well, we're talking to drinkers here, not just guys who study it. These are guys who immerse themselves
but
in it.
This explains to us why certain alcohols we think makes us drunker. It's just more a different emotional response.
Right, because we do think it's different.
Right, not necessarily make us drunker, but just make us meaner.
Well, that's what he said. This
make
emotional
us
response.
Louder.
Right. Yeah, researchers use data gathered from the Global Drug Survey, the world's largest online survey of legal and illicit drug and alcohol use among adults. People were asked how they felt after drinking 4 different types of alcohol. Now, they didn't. Spirits is lopped together.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. So
that's
no good.
Down.
You got to
spirits is lopped together. So your vodka and your whiskey is put together.
And tequila, too. And they're different, too.
And tequila.
They're not the same thing.
Well, definitely tequila is different.
Throw that study away till you get a good one.
And then beer and red or white wine.
Well, go with it anyway. Let's see what happens here.
Spirits, beer, red or white wine.
Oh, my.
The emotions included in the survey: energized, relaxed, sexy, confident, tired, aggressive, ill, restless, and tearful.
I'm all those in one night.
Yes.
In fact, tonight.
I'm a bitch. I'm a lover. I'm a child. I'm a mother. I'm all of those. That is so me.
You are a mother.
According to the findings, people who drank spirits like rum, whiskey, or gin provoked more negative emotions, particularly aggression, than other types of beverages.
Yeah, you got to break down the spirits, because some
I think
make you nastier than others.
So, it depends on how you feel about it.
Yeah, that's true.
It has nothing to do with the alcohol itself. It's how you feel about the alcohol.
I've always shared, I know guys that get mean on the whiskey. They're not mean on the alcohol. So
well, that's
how they feel.
Right. Yes, okay. They know they've got whiskey, and they know they're going to feel mean.
It's a mental thing, right?
So they do.
Self-fulfilling prophecy?
How does that make you feel?
Yes. It might be.
30% said that drinking spirits made them feel aggressive, compared to only 2% who felt aggressive when drinking red wine.
I don't know who's aggressive on red wine.
Have you seen the
commercials?
Well,
that's the point.
Chicks, maybe.
Yeah, you give it to me.
I don't know anybody who needs this, but it's a commercial where it's a special wine opener. It just puts a little hole in the cork so you can have a glass of wine and then set the bottle away for a year.
Well, who does that?
I'm thinking that, too. Yeah. Who the hell does that?
You open the bottle so you can finish the bottle.
That's right. And if you got to do it by yourself, you finish the damn bottle.
Yeah. You know that going into it.
Yeah, but don't some people fall asleep about halfway through a bottle?
True.
Yeah, but
that's what breakfast is.
You can drink it the next day.
That's when you call in some reinforcements.
Yeah. But you don't know until you're asleep.
Listen, I got a whole bottle of wine here, and I'm a lightweight, so why don't you come over and help me with it?
How you doing?
Girl. Yeah, but it just pokes
got the one? No.
Girl.
It pokes a little hole in the cork.
I haven't seen that.
First of all, that wine just has to drip out, because when you pull the pin out, the cork supposedly closes up.
Yeah.
But can't sometimes if it's going through the cork, you could probably get some, you don't want some cork in your wine.
No, but it looks like just a little pin. That's not going to crumble the cork or anything.
Probably you got
shake the wine. You
got to
shake the wine out.
The pin probably expands when it's in there.
It may.
To allow for a greater flow of wine.
Through your cork.
And then it...
Yeah, without breaking the cork up and putting it in the wine. But who needs that? Who has just a bottle and puts it away for a year?
Okay, but that may be for the second bottle.
Yeah, maybe so.
Because you might not want to finish two.
Then you're just sucking on the cork.
Yeah.
And be careful how you say that.
Say that like it's a bad thing.
So this doesn't work with twist-off tops.
No, apparently not. Yeah. That's a good point.
No.
There's a lot of twist-off wine nowadays. Even good wine is twist-off, a lot of it.
Yeah. Well, there's a ton of good wine that just has the twist-off caps.
Now, how long does the wine keep if you're in a twist-off cap?
Not long.
I don't know.
Well, white wine. I'll keep white wine in the fridge and drink it the next day or so, but that's about it. Red wine sits out. You don't want to keep it, but even then,
It's been my fear that it goes bad that night. You do not finish it up.
Dilly, dilly.
Dilly, dilly. Dilly.
Finish it back. Yeah. Oh, I don't want it to go bad.
Pretty much worthless the next day.
Drinking spirits also had the highest percentage of restlessness and tearfulness. Compared to beer and wine.
Come here, girl.
Love you.
I miss you. Where's my phone?
I miss her, too. Oh, I miss her. and I miss her. How you doing?
Nine-and-a-half toad Luke is joining us.
Luke's the...
Hey.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, buddy? You?
So for the last couple of years, I have only basically drank red wine.
Okay.
One thing that it has done, it's made me drink a lot more because once I do open the bottle, I feel obligated to finish it within 2 or 3 days so it doesn't go bad.
Yeah, so you drink a lot of
I don't think you should wait that long.
Remember, Todd's a practicing alcoholic. Yeah.
Apparently you should be drinking more, Lou.
Yeah. Step it up, for Christ's sake.
Okay, sweet, cool. As long as you guys approve, me drinking myself to death, I'm all about that. Thanks for the encouragement, boys. You know, I don't know where I would be without you guys.
Well, you call the show with a perverted sense of moderation, that's the answer you're going to get.
Hey, how much, I bet you finish that bottle watching your Raiders, huh?
Oh, my God. Let's not even talk about that, dude.
Okay,
seriously.
You got Miami. You got Miami.
We got Miami.
Here. This is where I'm at right now. First of all, my Omaha North High Vikings, my old high school, they just won the state championship, and that's like 3 out of the last 4 years they've done this.
They got a great program. I know you play
Those
ball there.
Those boys are balling. I got them.
They did it.
I got them.
They did it by throwing.
Then I got – go ahead, Todd.
They did it by throwing one pass, so you might want to pass it on to your Raiders.
Yeah, but that was a touchdown. They threw a touchdown pass.
I know.
I watched that game.
They threw one pass last night because my stepson and I were watching.
Yeah, I watched it too.
Hey, Todd.
Yeah.
How many Super Bowls do the Vikings have?
Oh, damn.
What are we going back to, 1977?
I'm just saying. That trophy case is awfully bare. Let's just relax there, yeah, Bob.
All right, let's go back to 78.
No. Oakland won in 81.
84.
And 84, right.
Yeah.
84.
Yeah.
And we could have had another one, i.e. the Tuck Rule. That's neither here nor there, okay?
Vikings could have had 4 if they'd have just won.
You guys are all pathetic.
Todd, I feel bad that I lashed out at you like that. I apologize.
That's okay. We got derailed. Go ahead. Your alcohol was what now? How'd you want to finish that up?
Well, it was just the fact that I find myself hurrying up to finish the bottle off within two or three days because I don't want it to go bad.
Yeah.
But even if it did, I'd still drink it because I'm just nasty like that.
Luke, just mix a little gin with it. It'll be all right.
Is that what you do, Petey?
That's what we did. I don't know if that's what you should do, but that's what we did.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that either.
Once again, encouragement from the peanut gallery will kill me. This is like being on an episode of Jackass where you just got all the other guys egging you to do something stupid. So now watch my dumb big black ass go buy a bottle of gin and pour it in some red wine tonight.
Carlos Rossi. I recommend Carlos Rossi.
Little gin.
Oh, come on. See, I got away from that back in 95, dude. Stop it.
Big dumb black ass, you say. All right. You can say that.
All right, fellas. Y'all have a good Thanksgiving.
You too,
and
brother.
Dilly-dilly.
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 Get happy with gin and red wine? Holy crap.
That sounds hardcore. Man.
It was around 95 when I was doing that.
Okay, good. Get happy.
It is a form of grape juice, so that'd just be a little gin and juice.
Yeah.
Mike, what do you call himself again? You say it, Tony.
What's that? Oh, big black ass?
Dumb
black ass. Okay. Dumb big black ass.
Yours would be a little...
Yeah.
Black ass.
It's a perfect black ass.
Yeah, you're actually a perfect black ass.
But dumb.
But dumb, yeah.
But dumb. Got,
yeah.
Dumb,
for white guys, you got the perfect black ass. That's a good point. Come on back. Get happy.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. A whole lot of loving is
what we'll be bringing. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.